Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am Kirsty.
And I'm Amy.
And today we thought we would do a conversation, and it's going to be a conversation. All of our episodes are conversations.
Around, it's not a monologue.
Around judgment.
Judgment. This is going to be a really interesting topic. I love these ones, like the mental load and overwhelm judgment.
Yeah.
What feelings come up for you, Kirs, when you hear the word judgment?
I am been doing a lot of work in this area, I feel, over the last, mostly 2019.
All right, tell us.
And I don't know what to tell you.
You've been doing a lot of work to understand the root of judgment, or to become less judgmental, or to judge, like what does that look like for you?
Good question. I've been doing a lot of emotional intelligence work, and that has brought up a lot of self-judgment. And so then I've been digging into that, and I suppose it also just brings up the work that I've been doing has just made me be very reflective on my responsibilities and other people's, and the expectation I put on other people.
Yeah.
So I was having a conversation with a client the other day, and she feels very judged by her family, by her community, by school parents, by, you know, everybody around her, because she's got a child with special needs. So that brings with it a whole host of self-judgment, like, what have I done to contribute to this? Why isn't my child, you know, like, I can't even begin to imagine the stuff that comes along with a child with special needs. And so by no means am I putting myself in her shoes, or I do try to understand her, but I'm not comparing myself to her. But I thought it was really interesting because it brought up this topic of conversation around judgment. And I know that it's quite common, not just for parents with kids with special needs, but lots of people, and that decluttering as a process can bring up a lot of judgment and a lot of self-judgment. So we thought it would be an interesting topic to discuss in relation to decluttering.
I think that there's that decluttering is often spurred by judgment, self-judgment, or judgment from others, perceived or real.
Yes.
And that comparison mm-hmm. to, and I suppose that's what judgment is, isn't it? It's having some kind of a standard and then judging yourself against that standard.
Or judging others against
judging others against that standard. And so I think all of our clients have a level of this that they're dealing with. And often it comes with when we're having a client discovery call, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. It's going to be the worst house you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. That self-judgment or the assumption that somebody else would judge.
Yes.
And I think one of the beautiful things is that both of us hear back from our clients is it was such a judgment-free relationship that we had. Such a judgment-free space was created because we don't have judgment. In fact, our judgment is good on you for choosing to develop in an area that you identified as you wanting to grow in.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
I also think that some of our clients may actually feel judged, even though that is not our intention and it's not the heart that we bring to our work. And I think that that's where it becomes a bit, it's a bit tricky because they feel judged, but it's actually them judging themselves and they're putting that on us.
Can you explain that a bit further? So is it perceived actions that we do that people are like, oh, that's judgy, because we'd say, hey, do you really need this? Is a genuine question, not a judgment of excess.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. So when we're questioning, we're questioning their excess because
that's what they're for.
It is excess that we're dealing with.
Yep.
And yes, so it is, and that is our job, is to question, is to say why. We've spoken about this before. We are the toddlers in your life. Why? Tell me more. Tell me more. why? So I think that that can sometimes be perceived as judgment, and that's not our heart. And so I think that there is some self-awareness that needs to come into this process when you're decluttering, whether it's by yourself or whether it's with a professional organizer, is doing that check. Like, actually, you know, I feel judged by you, and having that conversation, and then that opens that conversation around, well, I'm sorry that you felt like that. That was never my intention that you felt like that. And this is actually my heart, or this is what I meant, or this is why I'm doing it. Like, and so that it opens that conversation of understanding. Because you may feel judged by us by asking questions, but we're not asking them from a place of judgment.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually out of a place of love.
Yes.
Because what we've done when we've come in, and whether you work with us or someone else, is it's what do you want out of this space, that vision setting. And so then everything else is kind of the course correcting to get you back to that vision. And so there are lots of questions, and there are double questions where it's like, do you need this? Yes. Do you really? Do you really, really? And that's not out of a place of judgment. So, Kirst, talk to me about some of the self-judgment that you see in some of your clients opposed to when other people are making judgment.
Yeah, it's definitely self-judgment looks like feeling really guilty over the excess that they've bought. And I suppose, you know, even that word excess can be loaded. People can feel judged by that too. That, you know, they have excess and they're like, no, but we're going to use it all, you know, sometime in the future. Yes, you could potentially, but yeah, anyway, that's now I'm overanalyzing everything. yeah, I think that it is that self-judgment, like, how did I let the house get to be like this, and how come I can't be like you, Kirsty, or you, Amy? Like, why? Like,
you're busy women with husbands that work, and you work full time, and you have children, and your houses aren't. There's that.
Yeah.
Judging on one spectrum with no grace for all the other components that make up a life.
Yes. And, you know, scrolling Instagram and Facebook and seeing, you know, seeing the best outtakes of somebody, you know, like the best of people's lives, instead of realizing that it is just,
it's just
the
normal
show reel.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than the everyday. And, yeah, just that whole I shouldn't have, you know, I regretting past decisions. Mm-hmm. What about you? What self-judgment do you see in clients?
I think there's a lot that self-judgment breeds shame. And I think often it's the shame that we experience first, and it's not until we dig in the shame that we find self-judgment. And the shame is exactly what you said. Like, how could I let my house get to this state? I don't let people come over anymore. I don't let girlfriends pop in. I hide, you know, what the spare room looks like, and all these things that is out of self-judgment, that has caused shame, that has caused isolation. Like, there's this flow-on effect that just compounds. And what I guess we want to do in this episode is just open up that conversation, ask some questions that could be helpful for you so that you can understand the unnecessariness of being so harsh on yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And having that, you know, I often hear with clients, they're like, but I'm so capable at work, or I was so capable at work.
Gosh, yes.
But now I've had children, they've completely undone me.
Yes.
Yeah, they undo all of us. Like, it's not, you're not unique. I love you. You are unique. You're created in a wonderful and amazing way. But this gig of parenting undoes all of us.
Yeah.
We are all undone by it. I think that's why, that's the purpose of it. Is to undo us and remake us.
Yeah.
That's not to say that people without children can't go through, you know, aren't remade yeah. through their life.
Yeah.
Like, that's not to say we're any better or worse than you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the process of having children undoes and remakes us.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to encourage you that if you are somebody who was so capable and had everything together before you had children, and now you're feeling like you can't even get breakfast on the table for yourself, or you've let yourself go in whatever way that is, whether it be the house or your health or your fitness, or that there's grace for you here and there's love for you here, and my heart is breaking for you here.
Oh, Kirst. That's out of love. So much love. Tears of love.
I can't even talk.
That's okay, because what we want people to do is listen to this episode and be feeling those feels that you're having toward themselves. Like, there's so much self-love that needs to take the place where self-judgment was.
Yes.
And it's self-acceptance, and it's saying, you know what, I am not perfect, but I'm doing my flipping best.
Yeah.
And there are areas where I'm going to need to reach out and get some help. And it's not just fine, that's necessary.
Yeah. And I think that our society has really lost that, the art of community. You know, our parents didn't necessarily have to do everything by themselves. Some of them did. And, you know, and I think that it, you know, even our parents' generation, lost the art of community. Like, it was probably lost by them.
Mm.
And then we grew up in a community less environment, and so we didn't know any better. But our grandparents did life in community. I don't think they had the self-judgment that we do.
Yeah.
And they didn't have social media to compare themselves to, and they didn't have, you know, there's, you know, not that it was a better day, you know, it's not saying that life was better back then. But I just think that we have lost the art of being real and vulnerable with other people and going, you know what, I need help.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I need to learn to love myself better. Can you please show me how beautiful I am so I can start to see the picture that you're seeing of me?
Beautiful.
So, I think that we also take on board people's judgment of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there is always space for growing and learning and going, you know what, that version that they're seeing of me might be ugly, you know, and I might need to change my behavior, and I might, but there's also a place for going, you know what, you know, so what if my parents think that I'm a bad housewife?
Yeah.
I actually don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I am doing the best that I can.
Yeah.
And if they want to come and help me, but do so without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't and they want to sit in judgment, then you can go do that and do it by yourself.
Mm.
Like, just I think it's also, I think that we need to learn the art of, maybe we rename this episode the art of blah, dot, dot, dot. The art of not giving a stuff what other people think of us and going, whatever their judgment is of me, it's a reflection of them, not actually of me.
It's very hard to feel judged in an area that you don't judge yourself in.
Yes.
Very hard. Like if you were like, oh, Amy, you're so, let me think of an area that I don't feel inept in.
You're so organized.
You're so unorganized. Like I feel really confident in my ability to be organized. I don't have any self-judgment in that area. It's like water off a duck's back. But if you went for one of my pain points where I have self-judgment, I would magnify it. You would just hint at judgment. And I would be like, oh, my gosh, I'm the worst ever. I can't believe it. Blah, blah, blah.
That happens in our relationship.
It does. We are mirrors.
Yes.
Sharp, sharp, magnifying mirrors back to each other all the time.
Yeah. And I say that because I know that, like, when you say something to me, I'm all like, oh, cut to the quick. And then, and when I say stuff to you, you'll go to Cal. Cal, am I really like this?
Yeah.
And he'll go, yes. Yes, you are. Or no. No, you're not. Like, so, but all that to say is that it is wonderful to have friends in your life who can speak truth and love to you, but you need to start speaking truth and love to yourself as well. And you need to realize that if somebody is placing judgment on you, it is a reflection of whatever's going on with them, you know? Yep. Like, it's not, you don't have to take that on board, and it is... it's what's coming up for them, you know. So if they're jealous, or if they're time poor, or if they're, you know, it's if they're feeling inept in their ability to declutter, and then they place judgment on you and your housekeeping skills, then just turn it back and go, oh, okay, I'll be thinking about them and hoping and wishing them the best in their decluttering journey, because actually their judgment on me is a reflection of whatever's going on with them. It's not actually a true and accurate reflection of me, even though it may be.
Yes, because judgment is not about your character. It what someone says in judgment, or you know, or thinks in judgment, or you think about yourself, does not need to define your character. It doesn't need to define who you are. So yes, you might be someone with a cluttered house. That does not make you a slob. It makes you someone with a cluttered house.
Yes.
So I think one of the encouragements we would have for you is to not allow the judgments you have for yourself to be about who you are, and just acknowledge them. Yep. I'm not very good at time management. Not I'm tardy, I'm a bad friend, I always turn up late. I need to just get some skills in this, because we're not born with that stuff. Some of us are more inclined toward it. But we're not born with it. So, yeah, when you look around your house and give yourself a label, just hear us going, nah, take it off, no judgment, and go find the skill in how to do it if you want to.
Yeah.
Or just go, I'm fine like this. I'm totally happy like this. I don't want to know how to do my makeup perfectly. I'm happy to just be someone who's
walking around in Ugg boots.
I've got Ugg boots on today. If I was self-judgy about that, then I would take everything to heart. But I'm like proud and wearing my Ugg boots because my feet were cold this morning.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. And it's also, I think, it is not having that same expectation. So I was talking to a client the other day, and she was like, oh, I made the kids clean up because I knew you were coming over. And I was like, don't do that. Like, do it because you want them to clean up, because it's your house and that's what you want from them, not because of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. This is your house. This is your space. If it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you. Don't let my – and how do you know what bothers me or not?
Like, that's right. Just because you're a professional organizer doesn't mean that you find one of the scenes that I thought was really cute in the Marie Kondo Netflix thing is when she says, "I love clutter," and just gets all excited about it. Because people assume we want to walk into their houses and see picture perfect. Actually, like a surgeon, we really love to see the transformation.
Yes.
And it excites us to come in when it's messy and help you put in systems and declutter to get it really well organized. Like, we're constantly saying, do not tidy up before we come.
Yes.
Don't declutter before we come, because then you're going to be frustrated because we're going to want to
make it messy
through another area. We're going to tip things on the floor and you'll be like, oh, well, I've just wasted 4 hours before you got here.
Yeah. And we
no judgment.
We always make things worse before than we make them better.
Oh, goodness,
yes. It always gets messier. It always gets more cluttered because we find the clutter that you've hidden. Like, we find it.
Yeah.
You thought you could hide it from us. You can't. And there's no judgment in that.
And I feel like I want to say too, Kirst, to the people who have really, really wanted to hire us to come into their homes or to get one of our team or to get an organizer in their hometown, and the only single reason they have not done that is because they're worried about judgment, I just want to take that off you and go, there is no judgment. If there was judgment, we wouldn't be in this job. We're in this job because we want transformation. So if that's what's been holding you back, get onto your phone, send us an email, hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au, and tell us, and we will talk to you, and we would love to come in and help you, because we don't come with judgment.
No.
And we'll help you get rid of your judgment too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just community service announcement there.
Yes.
We have some amazing sponsors that help The Art of Decluttering get on the air every single week. We're on every podcast app, we're on YouTube, and we're even on the inbuilt podcast player in every new Ford car.
So if you want to reach our growing community, we would love you to come on board as a sponsor. If that's of interest to you, email hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we will get our sponsorship kit straight out to you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Now back to the show. And this client that I was working with, who we had decluttered a space, and then her kids played in that space. And I was like, this is just evidence of the kids playing.
Yeah.
Like, if you want them to clean up before they go to school, you ask them to clean up before they go to school. But if it doesn't bother you and you just want to do it at the end of the night or at the end of the week or once a month, like, that is totally up to you. It's your house. It's your children. It's your threshold of frustration, not my level.
Yeah.
Not my threshold.
Yeah.
So if you're happy for your kids to play and make a mess and leave it like that, then that is fine. Like, that's what I'm like, please don't have expectations on me either. Like, yeah. It's
don't judge that we're judgy.
Yeah.
Because we're not. We're really not. We're so not. What do you do, Kirst, if someone actually verbalizes their judgment? So if they come into your home or they look at your housekeeping skills or your parenting skills or whatever and they actually verbalize it. We assume most people keep that kind of judgment in their head.
Oh, no, I know lots of people don't.
Okay.
Mums don't.
On their kids?
Grandmas don't.
Yeah, sometimes. That's kind of true.
Yeah.
You don't always.
I don't.
What do you do?
I want to encourage people to just go, right, that's their own issues.
Okay.
It's not actually.
Really just reflect that. Off.
Yeah, just like let it go and go, wow, they must be having a bad day or something. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, it's got nothing to do with me.
Yep.
Like even if I am a bad housekeeper, well, you know, like again, you're not a bad housekeeper. You know, even if it's something that you're working on or something you don't want to work on, like if it's something, and even if it bothers you, do you know, like even if it's something that you're working really hard on, like then, and you feel really frustrated that they've brought up something, you know, like what we were just talking about, like I know exactly how to tick Amy off.
Oh yeah, we can push each other's buttons if we were being mean.
Yeah.
Which we don't want to do.
No. If we ever do, we don't do it on purpose.
No.
Do we, Amy?
We are so good at reconciliation. I feel like we could do a whole episode on reconciliation. Like we're good at conflict management.
We're learning.
We're learning because we have to be with each other a lot.
So I think that when a mum or a grandma or a friend comes in and judges you, you've just got to remember that it's a reflection of whatever's going on in their head and their hearts.
Is there a space for taking it on as truth, if it is truth, but not taking it on as judgment, taking it on as critical feedback?
Is there ever critical
I'm not saying it's intended that way. Like it can be intended as judgment.
Yep.
But can someone walk in and say, wow, your house is now looking a bit hoarderish, and you go, that's hurtful, that's judgment. Is there truth in that? Look around with fresh eyes.
Oh, definitely. But you then get it, you are in charge of what you do with that judgment.
So you're holding the power.
Yeah, because somebody could be judgmental. They could be an absolute right royal beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Like, because we all have those people in we all have people like that who we could invite into our homes. Some of us choose not to invite those people into our homes or into our lives altogether. But sometimes we can't help that. Sometimes they are the mother-in-law.
Mm.
Sometimes they are your mum. Like, and we still want to be in relationship with them.
Mm.
So I think when that happens, you do need to do that reflection and go, well, is that statement true all the time? Is it true sometimes? Do you know, like, is it true of me or is it just true of them?
Yep.
You know, and what do I need to take on board? Because there's always times like when we've been hurt in the past and we can totally learn from a really bad situation and we can reflect on that and take on board what we need to take on board and let go of the stuff that is absolutely not our responsibility to take on board. So, yes, if your mother-in-law comes in and judges you, you need to have grace for her and love her and show her respect. But that may also mean going, thanks, mother-in-law, I do not appreciate the way you speak about my home or my mothering. Let's not have that conversation ever again. So it can be putting boundaries in place, and it can be going, you know what? I know I'm going to have grace for myself today, and I am going to not let that touch me because she's obviously got her own expectations of me and my house, and they're not my expectations of me and my house.
I feel like sometimes judgment can spur action.
Yes.
Like we talked about before, when you call one of us or you hire a PT or you do whatever you do, what's the positive feeling of judgment? Like is it motivation? Is it inspiration? Like what is that? What is it? What's the flip where you go from, I feel judged, I need to get my home organized. What is that? What's the word?
Great question.
Mm. Because I feel like that's what we want to help people to take judgment and turn it into
something.
Mm.
But I don't, and but this is what I'm questioning. I just go, I wonder if we do ever, we sometimes we don't need to do anything with that. We don't need to flip it because we can let it roll off us.
Yeah, but what about when the judgment is valid. On something that, well, the judgment's not valid,
yeah,
but the situation and the truth is valid. How do you take that from judgment to action? Is that just a matter of self-love and, you know, aligning that back to your vision? And why would I want to lose weight, tidy the house, be a better partner, work harder at my job, be a better person for the environment? Because yeah. All of those things can start in judgment, but no productivity comes out of judgment. It'll come out of what? I feel like there's a word, or there's a, like, I'm conjuring up that feeling inside of me and I don't have a word for it.
Hmm.
Do you reckon there are people yelling at their phones right now?
Yep.
It's that word. That's what you mean.
I also...
it might just be motivation. It might just be that...
Yeah, turning it into... Yeah. Using it for good.
That's
instead
right.
Of evil.
Yeah, and turning it from judgment. It's not taking the judgment and making the judgment work for good.
No.
It's taking the judgment and turning it into motivation and allowing the motivation to work for good.
Yeah, and being reflective in that.
Yeah, mindfulness and self-reflection.
Yeah, and going, actually, do I need to be motivated by that? Mm. Or, yes, I do need to be motivated by that.
Yeah.
Like, and having that self-awareness and that self-reflection about, do I need to take that on board?
Mm.
Like, no, I don't. Yep. Or, actually, yes, I do, and I do want to be better at whatever it is that they feel I'm lacking in. Mm. So, yes, I will be motivated and... but I will do it all in love.
Mm,
like,
cause exactly.
You want to be motivated. Yeah. You want to be motivated for the good, for a good reason.
Yeah.
You want to love the environment. You want to love yourself. You want to love your partner. You want to love your home. Mm. You want to love your friends. You want your motivation to be love.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Well, we hope that this conversation has been helpful and that you feel less judged by us. So if we ever get ranty on our podcast, it's because we love you.
Yeah.
And we want to motivate you.
It is. The rants are not out of judgment.
Yeah.
They're really not, ever.
No. I know that that's our heart. I just hope that other people, because as I said, like, when we feel judged by other people, that's a reflection of ourselves feeling judged, because some people don't mean judgment.
No, that's right.
Like this other day when my client said, I feel judged by you, that was not my intention. And that it cut me to the quick because I was like, I wasn't intending you to be feeling judged. Like that was never my motivation. That's never my heart. But it made me realize that it was a reflection on everything that she's feeling. Like she, and I don't have control over how other people perceive me. I don't have control over how other people react to me. So I can do my best to show love and generosity and kindness. But ultimately, if somebody responds in a negative way, it's out of my control. And that's why I wanted to flip it and go, well, if somebody's feeling judged. And I think that there is that difference between actually being judged, like when your mother-in-law comes in and says blah, 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 that's like you.
Clear.
It's very unambiguous judgment. But if you just feel judged by something, and that's why I'm like, oh, I hope people don't feel judged, because, again, that's their perception and we have no control over it, but we do have control over how we speak and what we say. And so we want you to feel no judgment from this podcast. We want you to feel motivated and encouraged and that you have grace and freedom and just our wholehearted love for you. Amy's just laughing at me because I'm like,
I'm just smiling. I'm smiling. I love it. I think it's a great, I'm really glad we did this episode.
Me too. Okay, we have a beautiful review from Mrs. Piperitis. I hope that's how you mean it to be read. It says, I remember coming across this podcast when it was first released. That was over 2 years ago, Amy. And thinking, great, maybe I'll learn one or two tips and I'll listen as I declutter my wardrobe. Thinking I already knew everything about organizing and decluttering, I thought to myself, how on earth are they going to make a series of podcasts on this? Boy, was I wrong. Yes, you were, Mrs. Piperitis. The girls have continued to create episodes about places and topics I didn't even think could be organized, and they've continued to teach and provide me with new tips and motivation.
There's the word.
Every time I tune in, as well as lots of laughs. And tears maybe today, along with me. I wouldn't have been able to survive in our humble two-bedroom unit with three kids aged four and under without this podcast. Thank you, girls, and I'm sorry this review is way overdue. Nothing to be sorry for, Mrs. Piperitis.
No judgment.
There's no judgment. It came in perfect timing, and everything you do is perfect.
If you're looking for an episode to listen to after this, we want to recommend episode 52 called Grace and Freedom. That was another one of our favorites on a similar line of thinking and heart to this one. So we hope you've enjoyed. We can't wait to hang with you next week. We'll see you then.
I'll try not to cry next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.